Clil B. Biology. Exercise 1. Page 109. How the voice works. In today's world, we communicate a lot through email and social media. But let's not forget about our most basic communication tool, our voice. It's a tool we use every day. But how does it actually work? Basically, when we produce speech, three things are working together in our bodies: the power source, the vibrator, and the resonator. The power source. The air that we breathe is the power source behind our voice. When we breathe in, our lungs fill up with air. As we breathe out, with the help of the diaphragm below, this air rushes up through the trachea, or windpipe. Here, it provides the energy for the vocal folds, or cords, to work. The stronger the stream of air, the more powerful the sound we make. The vibrator. Our larynx, commonly called the voice box, sits on top of the windpipe. It is here that our two vocal folds are situated. There is one on either side of the larynx, opening and closing much like a pair of curtains. They open when we breathe in and close when we swallow food or speak. When the air from our lungs travels up and reaches the folds, they close and then vibrate. There can be between 100 and 1,000 vibrations per second, depending on the pitch of our voice. The loudness or softness of the sound is controlled by the muscles in the larynx, which create just the right amount of tension in the vocal folds. The resonator. When the vocal folds vibrate, they produce a simple buzzing sound, a bit like the sound of a bee. So how does this buzzing get transformed into the actual words we use to communicate? The answer is through the resonance tract, which includes the nasal cavity, nose, oral cavity, mouth, throat, and sinuses. When the buzzing sound occurs in our vocal folds, muscles in our throat and tongue come into play to help form that buzzing into recognizable sounds. These are released through our mouth as speech. We can compare it to someone blowing into the mouthpiece of a trumpet and producing clear musical notes that come out at the other end.